evening. I'm going to call the regular meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, January 13, 2020. My golly, it's already 2020, is it? To order, please. Kathy, will you do a roll call?
Mike Oliver.
Here.
Jeff Cotter.
Here.
Devin Van Moon.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Nancy Couch.
Okay, and Nancy called earlier today, and she has a medical reason for not being here tonight, so there'll be four of us here tonight. We do have a quorum present, so we can go forward in the meeting. First thing I want to ask everyone to please turn your cell phones to either the off position or to the no ring position. That way we will not be ringing in the middle of it. I know mine does three or four times if I don't change the volume on it. So hopefully I've already done that. So if you do that, I would appreciate it. First item on this agenda is the opening prayer. I'm going to ask Mr. Steele to open the prayer for us, and then please remain standing for the pledge.
Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this day and for life and health and strength. We're thankful that we have the freedom to gather here this night. I pray, Lord, that you would give our council members wisdom and guidance for this night and for the future. And I pray that you help them to make the proper decisions that would move the town forward in progress. And I thank you, Father, for what you've already done for us. I thank you, Father, for each of these citizens who have come out tonight in support of the Second Amendment constitutional rights. I pray that this would be a informational, gleaning, peaceful meeting. I pray that your will would be done here, your perfect will would be done. And I ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. Okay, the first item on the agenda tonight is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person in and around the town of Coburn. We ask that when you step forward that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Anyone for public expression?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor, Councilman, my name is Roger Sart. I live at 622 Meadow Street, Northeast here in Coburn. And I'm here because of the retaining walls on Meadow Street are in real bad shape. They are falling down. In fact, about 2 weeks ago, I seen a big chunk come off the wall over next to my house. I mean, it was during some rain and stuff. And I'm concerned about the children up there because they use these walkways to get down to the bus stop. The bus does not come up Meadow Street. They have to walk down to the intersection of Meadow and Grand to catch the bus. There's several kids living up there now. And in front of Rocky Smith's house, the whole wall is already failed. It's done gone. Well, like I say, all the walls are deteriorating and something needs to be done about it. We got a lot of elderly people up. They like to walk down the sidewalk when it's warm, you know, to get out and walk. You can't walk in the road because of the speeders up through there. And that's another thing I'd like to address on that here next. But these walls are in dire need of repair or replaced along with portions of the sidewalk up through there. The sidewalk has rocks and everything else, big boulders laying on them that's washed off the bank. This also needs to be cleaned up. And I would appreciate it if, you know, if y'all could just, when you get time, just drive up through there and look at the deterioration on them walls. From my understanding, either in 96 or 97, which I did live on Meadow Street, there was a grant that was supposed to replace them walls. It didn't get done. They repaired a few houses up there, and that was about it. They moved out. And they was also, at that time, supposed to have built a new sidewalk. They were supposed to have sidewalks on both sides where Meadow Street is a pretty highly residential zone. But I'm concerned, the walls are not affecting me, they're affecting all my neighbors. It's on that side of the street up through there, and I mean, you can look at it. If some of them walls come down, they're all leaning bad right now. If some of them walls come down, some of the people's houses are going to be in the road. And that's a fact, you can go up there and look. And another thing is on the speeders, I'd like to see if you could get Chief Brooks to start radaring more up there, because the speeders are still there. I've been coming to town council meetings since Dr. Ringley was in here as mayor, and Terry Gibson. Can't remember a lot of the other council, but I've been here to every council meeting on speeders back then, you know. I mean, it's just, I know it's hard to get them under control. Chief Brooks has a good police force, but I know they can't be everywhere at once, but anytime they get, I appreciate they radar up there. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Mr. Martin, you mentioned that the school bus doesn't come up Meadow Street.
No, there's really no place for a long bus to turn up there.
So it's not because of what you're saying?
No, there's no place for a bus to turn up.
Okay, I understand, thank you.
Yeah, Rogers, we talked about it before this meeting started, and you and I spoke about this. And, you know, again, get with Town Manager Williams, and, you know, we'll set up a meeting, sit down, and see what can be done about this. We've asked our group, Lane Group, which is our engineering firm, to look back through some of the paperwork that they have. I know this was prior to them coming on board with the town of Coburn. But, you know, there may be some work still available, showing what was supposed to have been done then. And then more importantly, we've got a group from Richmond coming down with Virginia Housing within 2 to 3 weeks from now. And you mentioned the housing aspect of this. That may be something that we can talk to them about also.
Okay.
So just get with Mr. Williams, and we'll sit down and see where we can go with this.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you. And as far as the speeders go, Scott, if you can maybe step up some patrols up there, we would appreciate it. Thank you. Anyone else for public expression? Okay, seeing no one step forward, I'm going to close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or changes to the agenda? I'm going to make a motion that we move under new business A, the Second Amendment Sanctuary, to move that to before reports tonight.
Second.
Motion and second on the floor. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of moving the Second Amendment Sanctuary from New Business A to before reports, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Are there any additional additions or deletions to the agenda?
Coburn Planning Commission is, what's his name? Is Mr. Osborne here? David Adams? Nothing, they're not here.
Okay, so you want to just table that too?
I would, because they're not here to.
Okay, are there any additional deletions or additions to the agenda? Okay, seeing none, I will make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
Sir.
All those, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have an agenda. First item on that agenda is the Second Amendment Sanctuary. We open the floor to you all. I would ask that when you all step forward, that you again state your name, your address, and again, please limit comments to 5 minutes.
Okay, my name's Roger Sardin. I live 622 Meadow Street, Northeast Coburn. Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor, Council members. I say most of you are done aware of the new anti-gun bills being introduced in Richmond by our governor and General Assembly. These laws are being passed against our Second Amendment rights of the Constitution of the United States. And we citizens have the right to bear arms, and these rights are not to be infringed on by our forefathers who wrote this Constitution. I come here tonight and hope that Coburn will follow suit along with the County of Wise and with our neighboring towns, Norton Wise, and the other towns that's probably going to be a vote on this very soon, that there will be a vote to make our town the Second Amendment Sanctuary and follow in suit of the other towns in the county. I don't have the laws written down with me. I just got new glasses and I'm still getting used to them, you know, and I have a couple of speakers here tonight. And the new bill that's being introduced will be passed sometime in January. And we as citizens of Colton and Wise County have and need the right to protect our families, our friends, and our neighbors from criminals, also animals of prey. I mean, I seen a coyote on Meadow Street at 3:00 the other morning. Also, Colton Police Department has a great force under the command and supervision of Chief Brooks, but they can't be everywhere at one time. This is a small town and we don't have that many officers. Therefore, leaving a lot of us vulnerable to criminals, break-ins whatsoever. My street alone has a lot of elderly people living there, and we do that have guns need to protect them, and also if needed, help protect our officers if such certain case would arise. I would like to make it known to council too that my home was broken into 2 times in July and August of 2019, in less than 1 month apart. One time I came in on the 2 perpetrators that were there, and if they had had a weapon, I could have been killed. Just luckily they didn't. The second time was a broken window, but they had entered the house, but no one was inside when I went inside. This is all I have to say. I will now turn it over to my speakers, which Rusty is going to come first and let him speak, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Honorable Mayor, Honorable Vice Mayor, Council Members, and your staff. My name is Clarence Rusty Peters. I live at 6108 Crystal Lane in Wise, which is District 4, but I'm not in the town of Colton. Right now, there are 91 out of 95 counties in Virginia Second Amendment sanctuaries, 12 cities and 22 towns. If you all vote tonight, you will be number 126. And there's also some other things, other towns voting the remainder of this week. So this hasn't stopped yet. This encompasses the whole Commonwealth, from Lee County all the way over to the Eastern Shore. We had a rally Friday night, a Second Amendment rally, Appalachia High School. We had over 350 folks there. We raffled off some things from local businesses. We raised enough money to completely pay for 255 passenger buses to take us to Lobby Day next Monday in Richmond. Folks of Wise County are being commended for that. This is a bold move you are making tonight, and you're being commended as a town, as a town council. This lets the folks in Richmond know that you're serious about your jobs in protecting not only the United States Constitution, but the Virginia Constitution. And we appreciate that. One thing that we're promoting in our rallies around in this area, if you're not registered to vote, register to vote and vote every election, not just the presidential election. It all starts with local meetings like this, and it builds from there. I'm not going to go over all the things that were going on in the General Assembly today. Travis is going to do that. But thank you all for supporting this. I hope you all pass this. It's just another statement to Richmond that, you know, you've overreached this time. It's sad that last Wednesday, every one of those folks raised their right hand and swore to God an oath that they have to answer to one of these days on Judgment Day, that they were going to follow the U.S. Constitution and the Virginia Constitution. And the first thing they did was start changing the rules and lie about that. It's just amazing. They have proposed things that border beyond ridiculous. They want to take our electoral vote away from it. The Electoral College votes give it to the highest national tally winner. If that happens, California and New York will be the only 2 states to decide who's going to be your president. Our voices won't be heard. I don't think all Virginians want that to happen to us. I appreciate your time. I'm not going to stand here all night. There's a lot of folks behind me. I am LSU and Clemson's playing after a while.
You didn't tell us who you're rooting for tonight.
LSU.
The Tigers are going to win.
Oh. I agree with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the council here, my name is Travis Anderson. I live at 706 Kelly Street in Appalachia. And I'm also an elected official for the town of Appalachia as well on our town council. I'm with the Wise County Patriots group that consists of myself, Rusty Peters, Ralph Gilley, Jennifer Bargo, and Lieutenant Colonel Mark Caruso. We've gotten together on this and we've seen and talked and discussed some of the issues has come before us that has threatened our way of life and our constitutional rights. And if you take a look at what's going on currently up in Richmond, there's a lot of bills that's being presented. Of course, we know they go in front of committee. That puts a lot of threats to us, and it can make you instant felons overnight. Instant felons. One of the things they're forgetting is that the U.S. Constitution is the only law as far as our rights. Article 6, Section 2 is the Supremacy Clause. Basically states that no state can supersede the U.S. Constitution. Article 1, Section 13 of the Virginia Constitution also protects us as Virginians to maintain, keep, bear arms, and our rights not to be infringed. Give you a little bit of statistics. Mass shootings, deaths in the United States. We all and everybody in this room can agree, mass shootings are bad. So, studies show that 3 more victims is considered a mass shooting in the United States. Since 1982, there's only been 919 deaths in the United States. It's in the past 38 years. Since 1922, there's been a total of around 1,700. So they're looking at that as being the problem. But we're coming and showing there's a lot of other problems that we're facing in our country and in Virginia. One of them is the drug problem. I'm sure COVID, just like Appalachia, has a meth problem. We have a meth problem everywhere. Chief Brooks back here can probably testify to that as well. I've been in emergency services for 27 years, folks. I've worked in the cities. I've worked in the big counties. I can count on one hand how many murders I've been to involving guns. I cannot tell you how many times I've had to do compressions on somebody and try to save them in the back of an ambulance because of drug overdoses. So I really don't think guns are the problem. I've worked 3 murders in 27 years in a big area. Total overdose death in Virginia is 1,400 per year. 68,000 nationwide. So we see where the problem is. Now today, they passed in committee House Bill 240, which is the red flag law. And I hope everybody reads this closely. The red flag law basically says the person accused of being dangerous. So your neighbor can say you're dangerous. Due process does not come into play whatsoever. They can come into your house, pretty much take your guns. Read it. House Bill 961. Senate Bill 16 was kicked out today. 961 pretty much, in their terminology, makes all assault rifles, what they consider assault rifles, illegal. Every one of them. House Bill 568, how many of you go down the road on vacation, carry a gun in your car? We can open carry in Virginia. Now they want you to put it in a lockbox, plainly not readily accessible to you. So basically, if you're in a rest area, taking, you know, a rest there, and a crook shows up, holds you up at gunpoint or a knife, you have to say, hold on a minute, sir, please let me unlock my lockbox so I can try to protect myself. Okay? Gun ranges. House Bill 569 is another one they're trying to pass. Shuts down shooting ranges. The only really good places where people can go and learn to shoot a gun. They actually want them to shut them down. So in closing real quick, our rights are being threatened. They're trying to supersede the U.S. Constitution. In closing, I want to hit on something real quick, and it hit home today, was a guy in the military was talking. The largest military base in the United States is, as far as naval bases, in Norfolk. We have 725,000 veterans in Virginia. Half of those veterans probably own firearms. How's this going to impact them? They protect you and I. Private contractors, people that work for the federal government, their security clearances are going to be threatened immediately. I've had a security clearance, I work for the federal government. So, if you take a look at what's going on, look at the big picture here, folks. This is not just an issue that's here in Virginia, this is being pushed from people with a lot of money. So us with the Wise County Patriot Groups, basically we're here, we're not going to stop the fight. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to look at doing recall notices on all these elected officials, because if these people won't support our rights, we're going to get them out of office. It's plain and simple. Thank you.
Name's Reggie Campbell, 612 Meadow Street, Coker. I'm here on the Second Amendment rights. First of all, I don't know how many military men that we have here. Please raise your hand. From Woodland County, you have those guns going overseas and fighting. We may not be here today. Some of you that are on council, some of you might probably throw a rock and hit your house. Someone goes in, they come out screaming. You want me to stand there and laugh at you? No. You want me to protect you? I'm not going to ever take my gun straight out. You will fight me. I don't care who you are. If you're the president, down to my neighbor, you're not going to take my gun without a fight.
Amen.
Consider some of you folks on the council, well, matter of fact, all of you on the council know me. I consider you my family because you live here in Coker. You're my friends. Again, I say, let's think about it. And still, your husband has a gun to hunt with, right?
Yep.
What would you do if they took your guns and you didn't have no money and you started to starve? Wouldn't you depend on him going to the woods to kill a deer? Would you eat what's out of the woods? If you had to, come down to it. I've been taught in religion all my life, they said they would take us over, never fire a shot. Have you heard that? If we let them take our guns, that's what they'll do. They'll take us over and we'll never fire a shot. But trust me, I will fire a shot before they take me over. I will stand for my country, USA. I've not fought in the military, but I'll fight on my homeland, protect it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the state? On the same note, he said, Jason McConnell, 420 Willow Lane, Coker, Virginia. We're all law-abiding citizens. We haven't done anything wrong. The governor isn't wrong. We're ready to take the fight to his doorstep. Why should we be punished when we haven't done anything? We don't punish y'all. So we hope you stand on our side, because we're not backing up anymore. We've been pushed and pushed and pushed. Thank you.
No one else?
That's it.
Do you folks have a copy of what you're proposing that we pass? Because I've not seen anything.
I've got a copy of Wise County's, but I didn't bring a copy.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Wise County, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
I didn't bring a copy of the town of Wise, I got a copy of the Wise County.
This is the town of Wise. But they're all very similar.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I did that. Okay.
Thank you.
If I may interject, in town of Appalachia, we'll be doing theirs on Thursday night as well.
Something different. Something different.
Yeah, little.
I've already spoken, but can I have two more minutes?
Sure, come on up.
Attorney General Herring, in his infinite wisdom, has said these Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions carry no weight. However, 2 years ago, they said that the state of Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, would not enforce the U.S. government's illegal immigrant sanctuary of things. So he can't have it both ways. If they're still going to do not let ICE take illegal immigrants out of Virginia, then they're going to have to let these Second Amendment sanctuaries counties stand too. So they can't have it both ways. You can't pick and choose which laws you want to enforce. Either you enforce them all or you don't force any. Nobody wants to live in a lawless society. There's evil out there. Evil has to be controlled. Your town police see it every day. And this is scary for this red flag confiscation stuff. There's already laws on the books that if somebody's deemed, if you think somebody is a danger, you can get a 72-hour involuntary notice and have them incarcerated and mentally evaluated for 72 hours. So those laws are already on the books. Governor Northam already said last August or July when they had their special special legislative session, those 8 laws that he proposed would not have stopped anything that happened in Virginia Beach. But yet, here he is. Last count was like, they had put 900 and some anti-gun bills in. They had put so many in, hoping that people can't keep track of them, and they're shuffling between different committees. One guy is dropping a bill so it can go somewhere else. So they're playing a good game of shuffleboard up there. I wish they would just think about legislating for the people instead of a political posturing. But yeah, this is just, they're going to have to decide. You want to support this law, how about to support all the laws? Thanks again.
Thank you.
Sworn in to uphold the Constitution. Mm-hmm. This is for the town. Mm-hmm. That's something different between this one and this one. So we probably need to do this one if we're going to do one.
Let me make a suggestion. Of course, this came to us very late on Friday afternoon. And this is the first time I've seen a copy of either of these resolutions, and I assume no one else up here has either. Can I ask you all to get with our attorney, Mr. Sturgeon, and bring forward a proposed resolution, how you would like it worded, with him, and then let's have a vote on this at our February meeting. Because, as I said, this is the first any of us has heard about Friday afternoon. And that gives us time to get the word out for any additional citizens that want to come in and speak. And that way, you know, we know what's going on. Does that work with you guys?
The one who brought me the Council of Wise, do you need this back? Do you need this back?
Yeah, just take a picture of it. I'll scan it.
Okay. Can you get a copy of this, both of these, to us?
He's going to scan it.
I'm going to scan it.
He's gonna scan it.
Okay.
He's gonna scan it and then he can send it.
We also have one for Norton.
Okay, if you can get a copy of all of those to us, it would really help. And Mr. Sturgill's office is in Wise, Sturgill, Sturgill. Is it Sturgill, Sturgill, and Sturgill?
Sturgill Law.
Sturgill Law Office. And...
Can I go there next to Wise Gas?
I'm sorry?
Can I go there next to Wise Gas?
Yes, it's where the library used to be. Yes. Yeah, Jeff is Will's dad.
And he has our attorney up there. I think they're all working.
Okay.
Just from what I read, that is, they're the same except for the first little paragraph.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
And if you guys can get that to him sooner rather than later, you know, our next voting meeting will be on February, let me see.
And here, this is the front.
Be on February the 10th.
In the back.
But the sooner we get this, the sooner we've got to go in and actually look at this and, you know, have sufficient time to go over it. That works with you guys, it works with us. Okay?
We all came out tonight.
I know you did, we appreciate you.
Yeah, when you work all the time, it's hard to make that.
We don't have a draft of anything to vote on. We have to have our lawyer fix it for us so we can have it before we can vote on it.
Just remember, the people support us who support them. So, you know, that if you guys support the people, more likely you'll hold your seat.
It's really not a matter of supporting, it's a matter of having something up here to vote on.
Right.
I mean, we don't have anything to vote on.
So when the February meeting, when you guys vote, just keep that in mind.
It'll be February the 10th.
Okay.
And the time is 6:30, not 6 o'clock. I know I drove by here early and there's some people here like a quarter of five or a quarter of six today. So, but the meetings are always scheduled at 6:30. And, you know, again, at the February meeting, get that information to them, and we'll go ahead and put you guys the first part before reports, and that way you guys don't have to sit through all the boring reports, unless you just want to. Yes?
If you don't mind, our Patriots group will help these gentlemen get the resolution.
Yeah, that's fine.
And what we'll do, because I know you have to have it on the agenda.
We do.
You do have to have it on the agenda to be voted on. That's, you know, that's how that works.
But if you guys get it to us, you know, a couple, 3 weeks prior to that, it'll be on the agenda.
And if you don't mind, we'd like to come back next month and just update you all what bills stand as well, too.
We would definitely appreciate that.
Okay.
And, you know, any changes, you know, between now and then, we would appreciate. And, okay, hold on one second. Got a question back here.
Yeah, it's been brought to my attention to some. A lot of people in this nation think some of these things are on the racial issue. It is not a racial issue. We're all God's children, red, yellow, black, and white.
Right.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah. Yep.
It's our personal lives that we are fighting for. It's our personal right. It's our God-given right. Our forefathers set this down for us. Like I said a while ago, they said they would take us over. We don't know who they is, but our Bible has been fulfilled, and if you are a godly Christian, and you think about it, this is part of the Bible being fulfilled.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can prolong it for somebody taking us over. Like I said, it's not a racial issue. So let's clear that out there right now. Well, I love all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and if you guys also were helping get the word out, February 10th, 6:30 here, we'd appreciate. And Mr. Williams, if you will pass this along to the Cofields so they can get it published, and also on our town webpage and Facebook page, I would appreciate. And we'll go from there.
We appreciate your time.
Guys, we appreciate you showing up tonight. We appreciate your input, and we appreciate, you know, everything going on here.
Time to sneak out?
We wish you'd stay with us for a while.
It's a new thing to have people.
It is.